You're such an asshole.
Time to earn your paycheck. Oh, it's morning. Two shots of coffee. All right, we're going to start early. Get this done so I could go for a hike. Then I got a consultation later on. Too. A lot of morning asshole consulting. This is not a request. This is finally get some time. We're going back to normal September. I could do an original. And I had a genius, literal genius, financial genius. He consults casinos on gambling and statistics strategies and all that. And he is banned from some casinos because he's that good at math. And he sent me an article of 2019. And it's lamenting how far behind the millennials are compared to their Gen X and boomer counterparts, adjusted for their age. And I said, dude, do you read my books before? Like, and I have the exact same data in here. It comes from the Federal Reserve. Two economists. One, I believe, was Asia. To prove it, not like, diversity. No, like, to prove I know what I'm talking about, look up this study. It's been around. I just like, look, if you want to know what's going to happen today, tune in to me 5 years ago, okay? A decade ago. Anyway. I said, yeah, I'm aware. It's in my latest book. Did you read my book, Doc? You know, Bone to the Gen Xer? And I remember the article being read, and it's, woe is the millennials, and the boomers are all bad, and boo-hoo-hoo, and you know, the same thing millennials have always been. And I think it's time, you know, for whatever millennials are going to listen to this, and you're already hurt, and you're already angry at me, and that's good, because the entire time you've had your asses kissed. And that means you're hearing the truth for the first time in your life. Why my eyes hurt? It's the first time you're using them. And so I'm going to help out the millennials. Okay. And we're going to start with this thing where you gotta stop blaming things on the boomers. Now, let me explain. This is going to be a short one because I know your attention span is that of a goldfish. Did the boomers screw up the millennials? Absolutely. Are the boomers to blame for the pain and agony that the millennials and Gen X, I don't know if you remember this generation called Gen X, never mind. Are they to blame for the misery and pain and the uphill battle both generations had to go through? Yes. The question I pose to you is, what are you going to do about it? These boomers are old. A lot of them have died. They're in the nursing home. If any of them are still in the job market, they're clinging on desperately. Either it is executives running their company into the ground or somebody else's company that was found running into the ground, or they're working some entry level fast food type of call center type of job because they have nothing else to do in life and they hate their spouse, or I'm on a fixed income. Oh, how much money do you need? You're reverse mortgaging your house. You got Social Security. You got Medicaid. How much more do you need? Oh, yeah, working as a secretary for $10, that's going to shore up your finances. Maybe if you didn't buy the second house with the boat. and it's one of practicality. They're over. The time of man is over. The day of the orc has come, or whatever the saying was in Lord of the Rings. And it's a dead horse. You're just beating a dead horse, blood from a rock, blood from a turnip, whatever metaphor you want to use. And the only time you're wasting is your own. Now, did the boomers screw you up? Absolutely. First third of this book, y'all think I'm slamming on the millennials in this. No, first third of the book excoriates the boomers. Like, it flays them and hangs them out to dry. If you want a cathartic release, if you hate boomers, read the first third of this book, and you will have to clean off the book because you will have came all over it. It's so I skewer them with a profession that you've never seen, like a saber and a foil. Just you've never seen somebody get skewered, a generation get skewered as good as I've done it there. All right, now that that's over, do you want to move on, huh? And that's one of three main lessons I'm going to teach you here, okay? And they're going to be short, right? You got to move on. Yeah, they lied to you. Yeah, they screwed you over. And they're just so you know, some are malicious, but most of the boomers are too stupid. They didn't do it maliciously. Their maliciousness and evil requires some consciousness and intelligence. Boomers are too stupid for that. They're too busy smoking pot and singing "Come on, baby, light my fire." Right? but what happened. Now, I don't know if you want to take a page from Gen X. You know, we got off our ass and did something. Some of us did anyway. Gen X is not that great of a generation. We just don't suck as much as the rest. Right? But hey, the oldest millennials are approaching 40. You're all half dead. You're all half dead, Blythe. Now you got to fire your weapon. Look it up. That's a paraquote. And do you want the second half of your life to be as miserable as the first? Because I know none of you believe in Christianity, because that's so square. Oh, those square World War II, 1950s World War II people. Oh, how square to believe in Christianity. All right, now you have no religion. So you presumably, you're halfway through the only thing, the gift that the universe gave you. Do you want it to suck as much as it did the first half of your life? Okay, so that's number one. Yeah, boomers. Okay, fine. Move on. Your life is way too important to have your hatred and the disdain for the boomers ruin the rest of it. Right? Number two, if you blame in the boomers, and you're right, if you're blaming the boomers for essentially lying to you, giving you the wrong operating system, giving you the wrong programming, not telling you the truth, sending you off to school, having you go into debt, and why do you keep following their advice? And the main thing, I'll give you the perfect example, why y'all still voting left? I don't mean to bring politics into it, but this is generally what it boils. You want something to simplify, like a guide to figure out where the truth, truth and lies begin and start and all that. Well, the boomers it's leftism that they instill in you. Not always. But follow your heart and the money will follow. What'd you all do? You majored in dumbass crap. Dumbass Marxist liberal crap. Ooh, sociology. Ooh, women's studies. Ooh, hyphenated American studies. Ooh, communicate. Anything in the liberal arts or the social sciences. Well, don't you think now maybe you ought to, like, one, go back to school to get some kind of training for a real job, right? Not, you can't put a price on education. Well, the boomers sure as hell did. A lot of millions of boomer professors and college admin people made off with trillions of your generation's dollars and gave you a worthless piece of paper in exchange. And who was it? Gee, I wonder if professors are right-leaning or left-leaning. Remember when you were younger, about the same time making fun of June Ward Cleaver? Oh, Republicans. Oh, how square. How droll. And then you're like, what? I can follow my heart, my okay, cosmic theory. And you just got ass bleeped by leftist Marxist boomers. And you're still following that advice? And on top of it, you still find the ideological advice? Like, I know, oh, Christianity, oh, religion, how droll. Oh, we're such smart, intelligent 18-year-olds. Okay, you got out of that religion and you just replaced it with another one. Socialism, leftism, Marxism, environmentalism, feminism, whichever ism that falls under the big, large umbrella of leftism. How's that working for you? Can you give it up? Would you like me to point out another parallel? Ladies, how happy are you? How's that whole feminism don't need no man? Are you getting the biological itch to have children? Did you always want to have children, but you kept voting socialist to tax men and to have affirmative action, leftist cause, to basically discriminate against men? That's what it is. Oh, we promote women. Well, yeah, but it comes at the expense of men. You increase their taxes. Why can't I find a man? It's like, well, go back 50 years ago when tax rates weren't as high. A plumber could support a family. Now a plumber can't. Now you got to go work. I can't believe I got to work. And then you go predominantly, or I shouldn't say predominantly, but disproportionately work to raise other women's children who have to work because they have to work the job to pay back the student loans to raise other women's children. It's like, why don't you just raise your own children? Crazy. Oh, how droll. How Christian. How square. You think I'm June Cleaver? And then it's like this little cry. God. It's not getting to every time I'd have a nickel, I'd be rich. Every time a woman said, I just want to be a stay-at-home wife. But it's getting me to the upper middle income. It's getting me to the upper middle class. I'd be well-to-do. How's that working for your mental health, ladies? All right. So when do you stop fighting? The boomers ruined us. The boomers told us everything that's wrong. This is one of the main premises of this book. Hey, the millennials are a complete abject failure. And in this failure, we can figure out what not to do. We can pull like a victory out of this one. I even say it in here, like Tom Brady against, I think it was the Seattle Seahawks, whatever Super Bowl it was, pulled victory from the jaws. We got it. We figured it out. Sociology and the liberal arts and all the professors, all the studies. Hey, they figured it out. Well, Aaron, aren't all those studies wrong? But now we know exactly what not to do. And painting we got the photographic negative of success. Now we just have to reverse it. But you guys you're still addicted to what the boomer ideological slop they indoctrinated you with and got you addicted to. Getting your master's degree. Ooh, more college. How many people are out there? I'm very curious. How many of you are out there? You need a student loan bailout for your undergrad, but now you're going to go get a grad degree. Can't put a price on education. Floss between your ears because there ain't nothing there. And I'm trying to think what else. This would be more of a criticism of Gen X, but maybe there's some younger millennials or older millennials out there. Those of you that are some modicum of success, you are doing okay. You're just as materialistic as the boomers. This, I think, has nothing to do with politics. But I've been to enough developments where the up-and-coming young couple, I'm like doing the math. I'm like, he's an accountant. She's a part-time social worker. They ain't got the money to afford that place. You're right, Aaron, they don't. They live paycheck to paycheck. And some of you are just as materialist as the boomers. Do you want another one? Do you want here? Did the boomers get divorced and raise kids in broken homes and broken families? Gee, I wonder what millennials are doing. 40% of the kids being born out of wedlock. Right? Most of you don't raise. Oh, the boomers so screwed us up. Did they spend time raising you? No, my mom went to work and my dad always worked. No one spent time with me. So why are you doing the same? And this is the final thing. Okay. This is why I just have no sympathy for you. Going, you're not getting off your ass and learning from your mistakes. All right. Two, you're still subscribing to the ideological evil, the boomers program you, the slop. So you still haven't learned your lesson. You're still making the same mistakes. But here's where it really pisses me off, because there's only one group of people that are innocent. That is the children. And, you know, it's like, the boomers lied to us. They screwed us up. And you're doing the exact same thing to your kid. You're almost telling them the exact same lies. Follow your heart and money will follow. Brat! Follow your heart, money will follow. Any degree is a good degree. Participation trophies. And just like the boomers, you're not raising your kids. I've seen some Gen X millennial parents. Holy absentee parenting, Batman. You're the mirror image of boomer parents. You're doing the exact same thing to your kids that the boomers did to you. No one's staying home to raise the kid. You can't wait to ship the kid out to daycare. You tell them the exact same lies. You're afraid to spank them. There's no dad around. The ball is sex of wonder that the millennial fathers are is a joke. There's not that much materialism. Thank God. That's only a subsegment within a millennial generation. But then worse than that, okay, the boomers lied to you about some incredibly important things. Your career, your finances. I would argue religion. I'm not a religious guy. But they lied to you and like, here's socialism. Here's your new religion. Oh, how's that working out? Here's an ideology of laziness, sloth, and parasitism. I wonder how successful you'll be. But what I love is you've come up with an even worse lie than the baby boomers did. And that is, I don't know if it's like something to be fun or you're trying to be edgy and woke. But now you're lying to your children about their gender and their sexuality. Now, I want to say it again, okay, because your political ideology is so important. You got to come and attack the guy who's a libertarian. There are non-binary people. That's a real phenomenon. Best friend is gay. I don't care who. But you're doing it to 6 and 7 year olds. Drag queen story time? Are you nuts? It's just, do you remember when the boomers introduced politics to you? Hell, that happened in Gen X. Here we are in school. We've got to help the Ethiopians. Like, who are the Ethiopians? What do we do to them? Why do we have to help them? Do we owe allegiance to Gondor? What the hell's going on? Who's them? Did they vote for a Marxist thing to come in? Oh, okay. I guess they suck. So there was already politics. And we didn't like politics. Why are you introducing politics to little kids? Let them be kids. Now you can see, you know, the pink hat parade where they're dragging their children in, forcing ideology. Okay, so you're making the same mistake the boomers did to you, forcing political ideology and brainwashing little kids and not letting kids be kids, right? But then you're going to lie to them about their gender in the hope, ooh, my son might not be straight, that I can brag and have bragging rights. That sounds exactly like baby boomers. Treating their children like physical objects, like assets, like toys, and not human beings that need love, care, discipline, and attention. It's just a thing. It's a trophy. Look at me. I have a son who, and we could, here's, do you want another one? Mom doesn't raise the kid. Dad is absent, either working, which is fine, but doesn't raise the kid either. Spineless sack of ballless wonder. No one spanks the kids. Free range parenting, kid grow, no discipline. Oh, little Bobby's misbehaving in school. He has a mental disorder. It's not bad parenting. No, it's not us. Can't be us. We're boomers / millennials. You see the parallel? Little Jimmy, who's acting like a normal 7-year-old boy whose parents don't love him and don't invest in him, he's acting up, that which is the mentally healthy response. We need to shoot him full of drugs and get him therapy. He has to be mentally ill. And God, that's why, I don't know why I didn't think of that one. Didn't the baby boomers say you were mentally ill and you need some kind of drug, you need to talk to a therapist? No, they're just crappy parents. What the F do you think you are, lying to your kids about what gender they are at 7 effing years old? So little Jimmy wants to play with the truck. So little Jimmy wants to play with the doll. Let Jimmy decide. Dressing your kids up in boys in dresses, and you men know, look how woke and proud I am, dressing up in a dress with my son. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. Let me tell you why it's good. Mercenary Cappy coming out. Because that kid is going to come find asshole consulting. He's going to, maybe not me, he's going to find somebody in my industry. He's going to be histherapist.com. I wish the kid wouldn't suffer. Wish the kid wouldn't be confused. There's certainly some mental damage going on. Hey, how many of you millennials are depressed? Huh? Doing the exact same thing to your kids. So how about, let's just try and pull victory out of the jaws of defeat. How about, one, you let go and get on with your life. Two, you abandon all the lies the boomers told you. I'm not saying y'all become card-carrying Republicans, but Jesus, can you give up on the woke BS? And that, ooh, my skin color and gender and sexual preference gives me value. No, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't not give you value. It's a neutral. There's no value in how you were born. None. Get a job. All right. Go back for real training. Get a real job. And then three, stop doing the exact same thing to your kids that the baby boomers did to you. And until I see a change of heart, until I see empirical evidence, like, yeah, we're getting our kids, dude, same amount of kids, just a record, well, down from that, but roughly the same amount of kids are going to school. The same amount of people are majoring in worthless crap. And the teachers are still indoctrinating young boys and girls into socialism and Marxism. And you have a mental disorder. Yay. You're not straight. Oh, yay. You can't even add yet, but you know what? You're pansexual. Yay. I don't know why I'm doing this, because it only hurts my future employment. But I know that this video will be ignored. Look at that bad man. But for the 2% of you that want to pull your heads out of your ass and salvage your life, what remains? You don't want to screw up your kids. You don't want to pass on the torture and misery that you endured because of you were at the hands of the boomers. And you don't want to do the same to whatever the next generation is called. Don't be a boomer. Knock it off. And if you wonder, well, I don't, I need an instruction manual. Here's your little instruction manual. How not to be you. Let's go to the super chats. Whoa, $20. All right, Cappy is getting Pokeball. But I have to travel. Very sad, Cappy. No Pokeball in South Dakota. That'd be the title of my next book. Was the vision? I'm a millennial, and I approve this. But yeah, because you're one of the few that got your head out of your ass. It's going to be a wasted generation. I mean, I akin it to like a wasted crop. And it's like, look, it's like what's it called? Not almond trees, though. They take a long time to grow too. Nutmeg trees. You know, all these girls like, I can't find a real man. I'm like, well, you watered this crop. You're the one that told these boys you gave them this wrong fertilizer. You watered them too much. You didn't water them enough. And now you got these weak ass limpy trees that aren't even producing nutmeg. You're like, where are all the nutmeg trees? Well, this is what you ordered. Sappy, sad Marxist socialist pussies. Here, have fun. Good luck. Never mind. Won't go there. Won't go there. Thoughts on Cowboy Bebop live action Netflix? No. Look, someone come up with a rule. Maybe I'll make the rule, but I'm sure someone who's more in film and theater. If the remake or the live action, any successive reboot of an original thing cannot be as good as the original because the people doing it have no originality. They have no creativity. They have no intelligence. They have no ability. So I wish they would just continue, you know, like the before you have Sakura Watanabe come back. I know, you know, Joss Whedon, I don't know why they ended Firefly, but they did. And you know what? Why don't we try and do something unique and new? Let's do that, huh? Unique and new, something different. Why can't this generation of young people have their own Back to the Future or Ghostbusters or Die Hard or, you know, whatever? Can't we have like new and original? No. Fast and Furious 17. Okay. Baby Driver. Oh, you know, the origins of Baby Driver, if you've ever seen that movie, they had to go to hospitals where people would die of cancer and they take the cancer cells and then they create a movie out of all those cancer cells. And that's called Baby Driver. Taekwondo, €2. But Cappy, y'all boomers got it easy and all the money. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So what? Go make your own money. And you would have inherited this money had you millennials not voted in the Democrat Party to increase estate taxes, which they're going to do. Do you see how the government is not your friend? The government is like an insurance company. Like, there's one party that causes the accident, and then there's you, the victim. Not malicious victim. You just happen to be in a car accident. Now, you could all just agree, oh, yeah, I owe you, but no, we got to have insurance. Well, the insurance company needs to pay all of its employees, not to mention make a profit for its shareholders. So it's an excess cost. It's added weight. You don't need it. That's the government. You invited the vampire or Dracula into your home or the devil into the church or whatever the saying is. And now you're wondering why a third of your money is gone. I don't have kids. See, I'm in the inoculated position of having zero F's to give. And I get to watch you all suffer because a lot of you are having kids. You're raising the kids wrongly. You don't have the money to raise the kids. You're completely dependent on government aid. Even if you have jobs, you're still dependent upon government aid. And I just sit there. Hey, you all wanted the government to get in bed with the American people, with American couples and American families. Good. Have fun. Let me know what it's like being constantly poor and constantly working and barely getting by day to day. Let me know what that's like. And then when your boomer parents die, like, finally, I get my money. Oh, does half of that go to President Biden? Or it would have been President Trump, too, because you all just love the government so much. It doesn't matter who's in charge at that particular point. Law is the law. Nimble Fred, $5. But Aaron, it's hard for women to major in useful subjects. Yes, it is. It's hard. It's hard for them to stay thin. It's hard for them to raise children. It's hard for them to major in useful subjects. It is hard. I wonder how all the amazing things that make life easy were invented. Probably because they were easy. That's why the That's why the Gauls, that's why the Celts all had advanced societies, because things were easy. Just easy to come up with electricity. Everything that makes life easy was easy. Shaft-driven metal. I think this is a new guy. $5. I'm a Zoomer. I blame entitlements and government subsidies. Yeah. Well, you could blame government. Government is only so much, okay? I would argue government is the symptom of apathetic parents, non-participating parents. It starts with the parents. It starts with the family. And damn well near half the kids now grow up without a dad. All right? I don't know. I think, God, wouldn't the majority of people not have a stable? I mean, what percent? I should have looked that up in the book of numbers. I didn't. But what percent of people born today, by the time they're, let's say, 25, their parents are going to be married for you know, the entire time? and even I've seen it where parents have been married. This doesn't mean the nuclear family is the solution. You need to invest in your effing kids. And by invest, I don't mean just give money. Hello, sweetheart. Oh, nothing's too good for daddy's little princess. Here's everything. Here's money. Ha, 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 ha. Like, discipline, spanking, no, yes, getting a job, sitting down, explaining to the child right and wrong at the level that they can understand at that age. If you don't have parents, now, if mommy and daddy run off, they hire Edwina, the Latina, nanny. Yeah, kid's screwed. The kid's over. You had the kids. Why ain't you investing in them? Why'd you have? I know. They're SUV kids. You got them because it's a thing. It's a toy. It's an item. It's not a human being. It's a thing. Jacob Carson, $20. New guy. Thank you. Morning, Cappy. 22-year-old. Appreciate plumber. Apprentice plumber here. Thank you for your advice. That led me down my path, best decision I've made for myself. Thanks again. Got to get back to work. There you go, Hey, Jacob, what's it like being richer than everybody else in your generation, pretty much? Yeah, average 22-year-old. Like, you're at the age where all your buddies are graduating, or maybe not, just your generation is graduating from college. And they're going to, like, and they're not going to take an entry-level job. I bet you got a front-row seat, man. You got a front-row seat to where they're, like, up here graduating. Da, 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 da. They're all rubbing their nipples, thinking they're all great and everything. And then, kapow! No job offers.
But I have a college degree.
Eric Burns Marsh, $5. The boomers screwed themselves. My boss, his boss, and several coworkers are in their 60s with declining health and zero safe retirement. Yeah, if it makes any of you guys feel better, Gen X, millennials, Zoomers, if you're brought up by baby boomer parents, you don't believe me. Here, I got it right here. Poor Rich's Retirement. Good book. Just go read through it. This will help you out safe for retirement, no matter how much the boomers screwed you over. But at the time that was written, only 30% of boomers had enough money saved up for retirement. I mean, if it makes you feel better, the boomers screwed themselves over. Like, they bought so much worthless crap. And they didn't even have the student loan bubble. Like, it wasn't like wife married dad. And like, here's like $200,000 in debt. Our debt, right? Right? Wasn't even that. Like, you know, there was really no student debt under the boomers. And they still botched it. It shows you what a soft upbringing will do. It shows you what a soft upbringing will do. Brett the Bachelor, $5. The boomers and Karens run the world. Mandatory root beer floats. This Atlas will shrug. Good for you, Brett. Good. Become a self-employed dude, do some trades work like the other guy. Do a little bit of work under the table. There's always a silver lining. Always a silver lining to bad news, because it's always hurting somebody else. And usually that silver lining is a lot thicker than you realize. Channel 1800 Dumb, our New Zealand agent in the field with his hot redhead sister for $5. Tiddly Cappy. What's tiddly? Is that another southerner kind of wakely dankly hoodly doodlies? The TikTok tip tips. My brother just left hard times. People who talk about Jesus never tell much truth. 5 favorite movies, not Die Hard. I have recommends it. I think I went over it before. I was like, and I think I'd have to sit and really, someone want to pay me for my top 10, fine. but somewhere in the top 10, Die Hard obviously is, but then the next five after that, Casablanca, I really liked The Last Boy Scout, Kelly's Heroes, Tropic Thunder. I got to think, really good movies. What I got in my movie bin? Trying to think, there's got to be a really great one that's ranked up there. Casablanca. Oh, Good, the Bad, the Ugly is pretty good, but I would say that ties with Duck, You Sucker. Those are up there. You got to get your spaghetti western in. But there's obviously been... The great thing about the world's greatest movies is we're not making any new ones, so you can kind of get through all the historical ones we made. There ain't any new great movies being made. So you could go through and watch the really good ones. Hey, Juan Cabrera. Juan's in the house. All right. We caught up on everything. I think we're not caught up on it. I keep doing that. All right. We got there. Scrolling down. Agua Comandante, 10 British pounds. People tend to have children to justify their existence or add some excitement to their lives, even if they can't possibly afford to raise them. It is complicated. Most people are not logical. I would also argue it's genetics. Like, you just want to have sex. You just want to have kids. That's another thing. It makes you poor. Good luck having kids you can't afford because it felt good to come inside her.
Yeah, I'm on birth control. Oops.
Why am I... Like... The tragedy, the irony that the world, you have the world's dumbest people who cannot figure out the number one cause of poverty is children. And they think it's a good idea to accidentally get pregnant. Like that. It's over. You're not only you dumb, so you're at a huge disadvantage. Now you got a kid. I actually go back a couple videos I did. You should not date if you're a turd in the sewer or something like that. That this guy, just a complete wreck, and the girl, an equal complete wreck. She wants to have 3 to 6 kids. Like, no, you should not be breeding. But let me guess, I'm not going to breed, but somebody else is. I wonder what kind of kids are going to come out. Again, ladies, y'all like, we got to save Western civilization. My seed is for sale for $1.5 million after tax. If you would like to have high IQ, genes with a proclivity for dancing and beat and timing and good cardio with a slight cough. You can pay after tax $1.5 million and you may have Cappy's child. For each child, $1.5 million, have as many as you want. I'm out of here. I'm gone. Good night, everybody. And then Cappy's genes will continue on into the future. David Maki, new guy, 12 bucks. I already got over what you were talking about. Don't talk to my family anymore, unfortunately. Yeah, and sometimes you got to put your family on ice. And then they might have when your parents lose a son or a daughter, I don't mean to death, but like ostracization, the child wants nothing to do with the family again. It's usually the first slap across their face to wake them up and get their heads out of their baby boomer asses to realize they aren't the center of the universe. I know one... it's actually really sad. I know one family whose kid committed suicide at a very young age, and the mom couldn't care less. And then you could see the dad was distraught. The mom went off and just hoarded about, didn't blink. But she was more important than her kids. You know, like how the boomers raise their children, how the millennials raise their children. Gee, I wonder if depression and suicide is going to go up. Teenage suicide, don't do it. No, that's obscure. Are you a Heather? No one's getting that one. Ain't no one getting that one. Moving on to the next fight against boomers. Quanticit Advanced Propulsion Research. Oh, Quanticit Inertia. I thought there was some kind of... I thought it was like a quintessentiera, whatever it is when Latina gals turn 15. And are on the third child. Oh, Cappy, that was bad. That was bad. It was funny because it's true. All right. Jeremy Gilbert, $10. Hey, Cap, I have bought a few of your books as well as the audio versions. Just want to say thank you for the knowledge you share. No problem, man. Hey, if I could prevent you kids from screwing up like I did, please, I'm more than happy. Make a little scratch along the way. Charlie Brown, $2 Australian. Are Philippines a safer bet if I move there? Well, the prevailing wisdom is if you stay there, the Philippines are not. Whatever foreign country, if you go there, you stay in that culture and that country, the women will retain that traditionalism because they're in that culture. They're in that environment. If you bring them here to the United States, they'll be westernized, part of which is the risk of them becoming indoctrinated, and then they turn around stabbing. Now, I've not seen studies. I don't know. But I know a handful of guys who have brought brides back, mail order or not. And in every case, they got screwed over. They were just a play for escaping a poor country. And once the girls got their green card or whatever, they divorced the guy. I know one guy's on his fourth or fifth mail order bride. Which then brings up the question, well, why don't you just hire a pro like once a week for the rest of your life and come out financially ahead still? But find out. I mean, you can't, they're not robots, guys. Oh yeah. Filipinas. Yes. But Latinos or, you know, Costa Ricans. No, you got to go there. I mean, you're another variable too. You might like the place. You may hate the place. Don't, guys, stop putting women at the center of it. Okay. Just go travel, figure it out. And if there's an awesome gal that comes along the way, cool. If not, you lit a great life. Like, yeah, man, I traveled. I checked out all these places. It was wonderful. And that girl wasn't in the cards for me. But I didn't waste my life chasing tail. Maybe I'll do the next video will be the, you know what? That'll be the next video. The opportunity cost of chasing women. That'll come up next. So stick around. I'll just read. I'm just going to read an excerpt. Christoph Anon, $5. All generations suck except a second civil war by mid 2030s. No, it's just going to be a nice slow decline. We're going to go out with a fading of the night or whatever the saying is. Fred Freeman Sowell, $2. I blame Gen X knock boomers. Cappy's Gen X 90s rock music. Hey, I enjoyed the 90s music. It wasn't the worst. I enjoyed the 80s music too. The 70s were horrible. The 60s were horrible. And then everything just became milky toast after that. Fred again for $2. My parents saved a ton and say Gen X equals financial betas. Gen X isn't the worst. If you look at the empirical data, Gen X is doing all right. But the, you know, and then people like, oh, the millennials didn't have as much money as the boomers. Well, how about if the millennials majored in something and got jobs? You know, it's kind of moot and academic at this point because millennials, it's not like the millennials are 20 years old anymore. It's too late, by the way. If you've squandered your 20s and your 30s and now you're approaching 40 and you still got student loan debt and you haven't gone back to retool in something practical, I mean, it's kind of over. You know, and so the Zoomers, I'm kind of curious to see how they're going to progress financially. I think it'll just be a repeat of the millennials. I'm going to do this all over again. Yeah. Maybe I'll watch American Beauty. I plugged in the TV today or yesterday. It's just a couch. It is a $7,000 Italian such and such. You still need to watch Margin Call with Kevin. Yeah, I have Fred. I got it on my list. I put together a list of all these movies that people have recommended. I trust my audience recommendations more. My aunt recommended Baby Driver. We're having dinner. I'm like, that was horrible. What the hell was wrong with you? And my aunt's really cool. She's a cool gal. I love her. She's one of the few people I look up to. Very professional. And she's like a guy in the locker room, like, you dumb shit. What are you doing here? I love you too, auntie. I don't think I ever got a compliment from my aunt. What are you doing, moron? Good to see you too, aunt. Alex Patino, a truck driver, Latino agent in the field who should be writing a book on making six figs as a truck driver. Trying to watch a Korean movie called My Way. It's a good war movie. All right, let's add that one down to the list. You know what? I got to do the Asian movies. Asian movie. There'll be a lot of originals today. My Way. Korean. Yeah, there was one called Winner. I think it was a Chinese film. And it was in World War II. Look like a good classic kung fu movie, but taking place in World War II. Japanese pillage of China. Looked pretty good. Channel 1800 dumb. $5 New Zealand. Cappy, usual suspects. I love the spaghetti westerns. Anything Clint. Cappy Clint is doing a new one coming out month. Yeah, I'm not against it, but I can't do serious movies. I just don't have it in me anymore. I could watch Saving Private Ryan, the opening, just without a flinch. Like, I could watch some horrifically bad, not bad quality, just bad things, and it wouldn't faze me, because when you're in those lower levels of Maslow's hierarchy, and you're like, oh, okay, that guy's missing his arm. I got to eat. Now that I'm out of that, finally, all this crap comes back at you, and you're like, you know, you're at a softer stage. Like, things are more predominantly occupying your mind. You do not have weighty matters. Then you actually get to think, well, what would it mean to lose your intestines on the sands of Iwo Jima? And then you get depressed, and then like all comes back. Then you take melatonin. Fred Freeman sold $2. If we as alpha as Vlad, we could get sperm jacked. Yeah, I don't see. You might have to worry about that, but that's one thing I think short guys ain't got to worry too much about. Me and Vlad, I don't think there was one time a gal said, what if I was pregnant? I'd said, and I was a security guard. I wasn't making any money. I said, I'd change my name. I'd leave for Mexico. You'd never find me again. So I don't know if she was pregnant or what. There was another gal that I think maybe was considering it. I said, no, you're getting the morning after pill. And again, I wasn't making that much money either. But I don't think Chad has to. And no offense, we all love Vlad. We all love Vlad Elkins. He'd make a great father. Oh, he's too short. Oh, darn. Oh, no. I don't want Vlad Elkins. We should do a video. Vlad Elkins or convicted murderer. And I guarantee you the convicted murderer would get more girls chasing after him. Sad for poor Vlad. Juan the Aztec Patriarch, back to his old handle. All right, $2, just wanted a handout. Is that too much to ask? Well, you're in California. Hey, did you vote for the recall? How's that coming along, Juan? You paying attention to that? I saw some news. I didn't click on it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a recall election. I can't care less, because if Larry gets elected, oh, good, one for us. But if he doesn't, oh, Californians get to suck more. I guess they get to live under modern day Hitler. Fred Freeman Sowell, $5. More psychs and therapists, yet more overdose, self and addiction. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's like the social sciences, like, we have never spent so much and spent so much time, human energy, resources, and money on studying the social sciences, yet we have made the sociological condition of society worse. More poverty, more, technically not more poverty, but more income disparity, more misery. And psychology is another perfect example. We've spent so much time, money, research, and energy creating this field, and yet things are getting worse. It's like, what you're doing doesn't work and is making it wrong and worse. Stop it. But you see, it's more important for spoiled brat suburbanites to go and study psychology and ruin people's mental health than it is to actually help out society's mental health. Okay, so that's just like the Democrat Party. It's more important that the Democrat Party get reelected by lying to Black people than it is to actually improve the plight and the conditions and the standards of living of Black people. All right, got it now? They are very important. Screw everyone else. But they said what was nice. It's not my fault. Here's a drug. It's not my fault. Here's a drug. Why does my life still suck? I personally blame Gen X people like Cappy and Obama, a pair of kings. Hey, Obama's boomer, man. Obama's boomer. Don't throw him in with me. Sean Adamson, $2. Cappy is Joe's smirking revenge. Is that a movie? All right, we caught up. I think we're caught up. One more. Two more here. Eric Burns Marsh, $5. What's the ROI on non-binaries asking for a friend, Demi? I don't know. Here, non-binary people account for such a small percentage of the population. I wouldn't know. There's no data. I mean, at least in the, you know, in not the real world, but the binary world, there's such that's the vast, vast majority of the population we've been studying for years. So there's data. I don't know. I would imagine low if I use my buddy's experiences in the gay community dating and then lesbian experiences. The RI is not high. No one really stays married, but that's kind of the point of the gay community. I don't think people really want to get married. So how, what would you define success then as within the non-binary community? I would imagine it's low because of all the posers, people who are not actually non-binary. They're just doing it for attention. So that's going to completely mask the data. And if you're faking a sexuality or a gender that you're not, you are by definition mentally ill. And so if you're mentally ill, that means you're not able to have functional relationships. So I would speculate that the ROI on people who are stated, not actual, non-binary, which you can't delineate. I mean, how do you prove what genitalia you like to do hoo-ha things to? I'm going to guess that on the face of it, if they kind of study, it would be very, very low. It would certainly be negative. It would be short-lasting. That's just what I'd guess. Channel 1800, dumb, $2 New Zealand. Cappy, Donnie Darko, Real Gen X soundtrack. Okay, I'll have to look into it. Are you a Heather? All right, do we get... Again, $5 from Channel 1800, dumb. 13 months, my longest self-deletion. It can be overcome. 13 months, my longest self... Like, what do you mean? No, if you self-deleted, you wouldn't be here. You mean you're down and depressed? It can be overcome. Mantra, don't drive into a truck. They will live with it. And don't let them smile at your grave. Yeah. I was in a dark time. And for the longest time, not the longest time, but for a significant period of time, I'm like, I'm going to stay alive just to piss off all the right people. And look where I am now. You know who's the same position right now? Although his was much more serious. Terrence Pop. He was ready to self-delete, like literally. I was just down. I'm like, that's it. I'm taking out all these people by just giving them the finger. I am not going away. I am going to be the herpes infection upon society that does not ever abate and is always flaring up every day. That was my goal in life. And I've succeeded admirably. Pop was about real, like about to take himself out. And then that's how he came to be. You know, the harshest environments create the strongest and coolest of diamonds. I wouldn't say the purest, but the most interesting. Boomers lied to themselves, not just to their kids. Yeah, they did that too. Yeah, their empirical performance is horrendous. They're miserable. I mean, come on, all the boomers got divorced. You think they're happy? I don't know any boomers that are happy. I mean, I really don't. I take that back. I know some, but most of them are miserable. A Catman, $15 Australian. Thank you very much. Nothing to say. That's pricey. Escape. Leave now. Get out of Australia. Another $8 from a Catman. Do you have anything to say? It's a lot of money for not having anything to say. Sean Adamson, $2. A lot of the Aussies. What is it? Are you guys all just late night tuning in? 9 p.m. over there. On your fortnights. Sean Adamson, $2. My last super chat was from Fight Club, my favorite movie. Oh, okay. I watched. I wasn't that impressed. Maybe I have to watch it with more mature eyes now. I was like, oh, okay. Operation Destruction or what it was. Operation Chaos. All right. That's it. More on the way. I'm going to go treat my voice. So we'll see you guys in a couple minutes. Toodles.